let's wrap the week up with this one here. It's the Daily Podcast on a Friday, August 14th. How you doing? It's Dave. It's the clips. It's all the best moments. For this final show of the week, we started out by promoting comedy and handed out some tickets for some upcoming live comedy. Can you believe it? Bert Kreischer, live in at the drive-in down at the bank. Two lucky listeners played Know Your Hosts for a shot at that. Pizza Squirrel became infamous in New York a few years ago, and Pizza Moose has become a thing out in Colorado. We took a poll on whether you'd stay or go if your boss got entangled with your daughter. AMC Theaters is offering 50-cent movies. Southern Cross was in Song Stories today, and we tested Cindy Graham with a What the Hell Is That? John's podcast with Paul Mercurio needs a title, and comedian Vinny Brand joined us today and ranted about being a small business owner in New Jersey. Have a listen. Here we go. Happy weekend. It is the Daily Podcast.
I don't know about you guys. I am aching for the weekend this week.
Yep.
I mean, I was it you, Dave, or was it you, Steve, that when I asked the other day, does this week seem to be going?
It was me, but we were talking about it this morning because our week has flown.
Your week has flown.
I came in and said, dude, it's Friday already. It's zoomed by.
And my week has just dragged. Yeah, it's just absolutely dragged. And we're all doing basically the exact same thing.
Right? Yeah. Well, you are on the opposite schedule of Dave and I, though, because last week it drug for us.
And
then we were
zooming through it. Yep. So
great. Well, next week's going to suck.
Yeah, that's right. For you too. It's going to be great for me. We've got a lot to get to today. Bert Kreischer is doing one of those live-in, drive-in things at Citizens Bank Park this weekend, Sunday, right?
Yeah.
It's on Sunday night. And we've got a, do you call it a, we've got a car of tickets for you.
A car pack. Spot.
We got a parking spot for you. That's the best way to put it. Because the way this show works is you get to bring four people in one car and watch the show like it was a drive-in, right? So, and you get to tune it in. They have a radio frequency. You can tune it in on your car.
Yep.
You have the air conditioning going. So basically, you're going to see a comedy show, spend a lot on gas, and or your battery's going to go dead. one of them. Anyway, we've got tickets for that show. That's coming up this morning for a Know Your Host. And speaking of comics, Vinny Brand's going to be here, who must be in rare form.
Well, I talked to him yesterday.
How is he still alive?
Yeah.
He's wound tight.
Yeah.
Is he wound tight?
Being a business owner in Jersey, yes.
Yeah.
Probably a common theme.
Every business owner I know, and especially the ones that I'm really close to, are taking the pandemic personally.
Especially when they have brick and mortars.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where you don't want to be.
Right, exactly.
It's the worst place to be right now.
Let's put it this way, right? The only thing McGrogan is harvesting right now is anger.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it.
MGK.
You know, the level of stupid in this country never ceases to amaze me. Mm-hmm. It's why we do Thin the Herd on Mondays, you know, and try to find the best stupid there is. Right. But every once in a while, some stupid comes along, and you just got to make comment on. Don't underestimate stupidity, folks. This is going on in Jefferson County, Colorado. They have been forced to issue a warning to visitors that, quite frankly, should have never been issued in the first place. It seems that visitors have been trying to feed pizza to wild moose.
Oh, they're mean.
They are mean.
That takes some balls.
They are mean, right? In general, they're trying to feed them anything in the wild. Trying to feed them anything in the wild is a bad idea. They have the things that they live on, but they're stupid animals, so they're going to eat anything. But the idea of going up to a moose and go, hey, pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Right? I mean, just how stupid can you get? So it shouldn't be said, but please don't feed the moose.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
All right, here's a dilemma. Okay. And everybody gets to, I'm turning this into a text poll immediately.
All right.
A 46-year-old man who's chosen to remain anonymous has tapped into Reddit to explain a nightmare of a birthday party shindig that he had at his house. Among those invited to the festivities were the boss of his company, where he worked for the last decade, the boss's family, and other friends and family members. Now, while everyone was partying out on the porch, our birthday boy decided to answer the call of nature and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Right? And along the way, he heard sounds of something trying to get up really quickly from the guest bedroom. Peering into the room, what does he see? You want to take a guess?
His boss, Nell and his wife.
Close, but no guitar.
Nell and his grandma.
Nowhere near it.
His boss, Nell and himself.
His boss nailing his daughter.
Oh, what? That's a porn plot.
Boss's daughter or the guy's daughter?
Good question.
The guy's daughter. 42-year-old boss and 23-year-old daughter. The boss says, tried to explain it away, but dear old dad wasn't buying it.
Oh, my God.
That's a different kind of pink slip.
Now it is indeed. It's slipping into the pink, more like
Jesus Christ. I don't even know if that can go over the air, but I'm going to let it.
Stay up that dump button. Don't you go near it.
It's worth Friday. Noting that the boss of this story is married, but his wife wasn't at the party. And after the unfortunate discovery, the shocked man just locked himself in his room to absorb and process what he had just seen. The daughter left the party. The boss kept his distance, and the guy is now taking sick days while he decides whether or not he wants to continue working there or just resign.
Dude.
All right.
Like a boss.
All right. So, should he stay or should he go? What would you do?
Stay and blackmail the boss. There's a nice raise coming in that guy's future.
Well, let's put it up to a vote. We got the text line ready. Text 1 for stay and 2 for go to MGK MGK. Should this guy continue to work at this job? Text 1 for stay, 2 for go. Should I stay or should I go from the Clash before that? And that is the question at hand. If you did not hear this, to make a long story short, a guy throws a party at his house. Right? He invites a ton of people along with his boss. When he's on his way to the bathroom, he hears some sort of commotion going on in the guest bedroom, opens the door, and his boss is having sex with his 23-year-old daughter. The boss is 42. So now the guy has to decide, do I keep this job or not? What do you say, Cindy?
First of all, when I heard that story, I thought of the song, It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. But no, he should stay at his job. He can do whatever he wants now.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
Right.
No, me too. I'm not getting cucked by my boss.
Everybody time for a huge raise.
Okay, well then, there's one thing left to do.
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says, 65% of our respondents say, stay.
Yeah.
Right? Right? But what's wild is 50% of those respondents say, Steve's right. Blackmail his ass. Blackmail him to no end.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Many may look at this as a chance of getting back to normal, but I'm not sure how many of you heard this. This is actually, hang on, I'm losing some here. This is actually something I'm looking forward to, although I'm not ready for.
All right.
Okay. Uh-oh. AMC theaters will reopen more than 100 movie theaters on August 20th. All right. And to celebrate, they're offering movies in 2020 for 1920 prices, because that's when they opened. They opened in 1920.
Oh, cool.
AMC.
Okay.
So basically, tickets will cost 15 cents.
Wow.
Nice.
Right. Mm. 15 cents for it. You know, and you know, a lot of people are going, oh, well, 1920, that's when the Spanish flu hit. Well, it was actually 1918. Yeah. Right. You know, and by the way, we have surpassed the Spanish flu with deaths. Four times as many as we had with the Spanish flu.
Okay. Oh, there's way more people, too.
Right. Right. When was
That's making me a lot more comfortable, Dave.
It's true. Snuggle into that.
When was the Great Depression?
29.
29.
Oh, okay. Never
right,
20,
yeah, yeah. So
15 cents.
15 cents.
I would go pay the 15 cents, walk in, see what it looks like, and if it's packed, oh, it's 15 cents.
No,
see
no, you. But they're going to social distance. They're going to do all that stuff. Everything's going to be cleaned after each movie, right? You know, so, I mean, 15 cents is a really small price to pay for both the movie and the thrill of potentially, you know, catching COVID-19.
Of course.
Right. I'd pay $30 for a theater with 5 people in it.
Right.
Do they have that deal?
Right. Actually, not a bad deal.
Sign me up for that one.
Well, you know what?
I don't want to be with other people whose priority is a low ticket price, because chances are they're skimping on other things, too.
Well, there's more.
Like hygiene.
There's more to the ticket price than, just the ticket price.
AMC Theaters welcomes you back to the movies with 15-cent movies. That's right. They're rolling back the tickets to $19.20 prices just for you. 15-cent movies. What a deal.
$27 popcorn, $13 drinks, and you probably can't afford the candy.
That's what it's going to come down to.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories today is being brought to you by your Delaware Valley Acura dealers. For attractive offers on the entire Acura lineup, visit your Delaware Valley Acura dealer today. Today we're talking about Southern Cross and David Crosby. And one time members of Crazy Horse, Chris, the Curtis brothers, Rick and Michael Curtis, right, are responsible for the beginnings of the song Southern Cross. They weren't getting anywhere with it, so they gave it to Stephen Stills. Crosby really has a hard time recalling their name in this clip, but he does know who should have written that song.
Two brothers, whose name I can't remember, came to Stephen with a partially written song, and he finished it with him. It's actually a song I should have written. I'm the one who's the sailor, but it's a wonderful song, and Stephen did a great job of arranging it and finishing it. I love doing it live. It's a really great one to do live.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Normally, we do this with the audience and with the entire group, but today it's for Cindy only. Are you ready to play?
What the hell is that?
All right.
I'm ready, but I stink at this, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, take a shot at this one.
Okay.
You got any idea?
I mean, it sounds like a stringed instrument, but that's too obvious.
Right. Yes, it is a stringed instrument, I will give you. But how is that string instrument being played?
A cat playing piano strings?
Wow, that's very close.
Okay.
That's very close. This is the sound of a cat licking the strings on a harp.
Really?
Because that's what they do.
But Christ, you know, if you listen closely, the woman who's videotaping it is like in the background, like, hey. It's a cat lady laugh. You know, so that's what it was.
I always wanted to play a harp. Now I have another reason to get one.
Okay, right, all right, right. And another reason to take out a bank loan or a second mortgage. They are the most, ask Bill Weston, they are the most expensive instruments on the planet.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We're getting ready for the possibility of you walking away with a pair of tickets to see Bert Kreischer. He will be at the Live-In Drive-In that's happening at Citizens Bank Park this coming Sunday. It enables you to get a parking space and bring three guests along with you. And we've got two people on the line. We've got Brian. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I am fine. Brian, shut up. Well, one of the two of you, shut off your radio because we can hear it in the background. And Chris is there. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, John. How are you?
I am fine this morning. All right, Brian, you're going to be playing for questions for Steve. And Chris, you will be playing for questions for Dave. So, Steve, I've got to ask you to leave the studio.
Okay.
All right? So we don't want you to hear these questions beforehand. And the one of the two of you who gets the most correct is the one who's going to walk away with the Bert Kreischer tickets. So, Brian, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, in regards to Steve, these questions. Bacon or sausage?
I'm going to go bacon.
All right. Chinese or Japanese food?
I'm going to go Chinese.
All right. Couch or recliner?
Recliner.
Recliner, all right. iOS or Android?
Android.
All right. Cake or pie?
Pie.
Pie. All right. Let's bring Steve back into the room. Come on back, Steve. right, Steve is back. Are you ready, Steve?
Yeah.
All right. Brian asked, answered five questions in regards to you.
Sure.
Now let's see how he did.
All right.
All right. Bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Bacon. That is correct. You got that one, Brian. All right. Now we've got Chinese or Japanese food?
Chinese.
Chinese. Wow. You got that one, too.
Nice start.
All right. Couch or recliner?
Couch.
Oh, that one's wrong. All right. iOS or Android?
Oh, my God. iOS.
Oh, man. All right.
Cake, oh, I was...
cake or pie?
Cake.
Cake?
Brian.
Wow, what a hot start.
You don't even know me.
Cold finish.
Brian, you don't know Steve
at all.
You did start strong. Well, you got two out of the five correct. Dave, it's time for you to leave the studio.
I'm out.
All right, and we will move on to Chris. Chris, are you ready for your questions?
I am.
In regards to Dave, train or plane?
Plane.
Plane. All right. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Ninjas or pirates?
Ninjas.
Ninjas, okay. Soup or sandwich?
Sandwich.
Card game or board game?
Card.
Card game. All right, let's bring Dave back in the studio.
Come back in, Dave.
I love the back to the studio music. I wish we had more occasions to use it.
It is fun.
All right.
I'm here.
All right. Are you ready? Here you go. Here are your five questions. Chris, you got to get three right in order to be our winner today, all right?
I am.
All right, here we go.
I mean, I hope.
I am. I hope.
He's nervous.
Right, you're there. All right. Okay, Dave.
Yeah.
Train or plane?
Train. All day.
Okay.
Not a plane
guy. All right,
guy.
Well, then he got that one wrong.
Uh-oh.
All right. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee.
What are you, crazy?
That one right.
Attaboy.
All right. Ninjas or pirates?
Oh, I'm a ninja guy all the way.
All right, that's another one. That's two. One more, and he wins. Soup or sandwich?
Oh, sandwich. Are you kidding me? Hoagie Fest.
Okay, sandwich is what you say. Sandwich is what he said.
You're a winner.
Nice, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Hey, let's do the number five for kick.
Just for curiosity, say card game or board game?
Board.
Board. You got that one wrong. All right. But you managed.
We were almost best friends.
All right. You managed to know enough to get the parking space for the Bert Kreischer Show.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Paul Mercurio, comedian Paul Mercurio, who's on with us on a regular basis, or a regular irregular basis, probably the better way to put that. He's got COVID-19, and since that's happened, I've been talking to him at least once a week, and a couple of weeks ago, we decided to do it via Zoom, and after we were done, I was like, you know, we should do it this way all the time. Why the hell just talk on the phone? We could just, you know, talk this way, and the last time we did it, we recorded it, and we thought it came out kind of nice, so we figured, why don't we put it up, and we've named it Two Guys on Zoom, the worst name I think I have ever come up for anything with. So we're looking for a new name for it. So we're getting a new theme also. Do you remember the old TV show Zoom? Remember that? It was a PBS show.
Yeah,
right,
I do.
Right, you do? I'm on a Zoom.
Yeah.
Well, I ripped that off. All right, and we immediately realized, okay, this is for one episode. All right, if we do this again, we are not going to use this music. So, but we're looking for a title. So if you have the opportunity, go to our Facebook page, watch it. I hope you enjoy it. All right, and if you can come up with a title for it, please, nothing nasty. My ego just couldn't take it. All right, but if you got something good for it, just put it in the comments section. We're looking forward to it. And right now, we're going to do one every week. So, although, you know, maybe Two Guys on Zoom might be growing on me, but it's not really.
How about Boomin' and Zoomin'?
He's that's a baby boomer, that's right? Worse. That's
booming and zooming.
That's right. That's worse than
that's
Two Guys on Zoom.
Yeah, I'll work on it.
Steve, you got a suggestion?
Two guys, one cup.
Two guys, one cup. What crap?
I'd say so.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting. I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. One of my favorite things to say. Vinny Brand is on the phone. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, John. And let me tell you what's not nice, John.
Jump right in. Okay. Yeah, sure. Go right for it, Vin. I won't mention the fact that Chelsea Handler is going to be at the Stress Factory this week. I won't mention it at all.
You should definitely mention Chelsea Handler.
Will she leave her top on?
I'm hoping no.
Female Burt Kreischer.
I was thinking the same thing.
Are you the only man in America who hasn't seen her breasts?
Yeah, and I may be one of the only men in America that genuinely just doesn't care. I can't even say that with any more enthusiasm. I don't care. Let me get into something before we get into Chelsea Handler. So, Steve, first of all, John, you were very nice. You called me on Monday and said, hey, Tara said you want to come in. All very good. Vavilotti just calls me right now and goes, Vinny, what do you have going on in your life? I tell him everything that's going on. And then he has the balls to say anything funny. Let me tell you something, Vavilotti. Let me clear something up for you, okay?
Yeah.
Every day I read the paper, and the first thing I think is, holy Lord, there's nothing funny. And then I go about trying to make it funny. But we have not talked now since day 732 of lockdown.
Okay.
We built a circus tent in New Brunswick.
Okay.
All right? Now, when I mean circus tent, John, you got to go online and look at this thing we built. It's unbelievable. So I say to Vicky, I want to get an elephant and a little person and a bearded lady and march them up the street. And she said, you can't. All three of those things are illegal in 2020. I'm like, I can't believe this. So I said to Vicky, a little person, that's the right word.
Right.
She goes, yeah, but you can't make money off a little person. I'm like, yes, you can, Brad Williams. I said, don't tell me I can't make money off a little person. Every time Brad Williams is in the club, I make a couple of shekels. All right? And if there's some Italian broad wants to come in, didn't shave her chin, let me make a few coins. John, this is so hard. It's trying to make a living in 2020. Like, I'm trying to watch professional baseball. It's less interesting than it used to be. I can't imagine how anything isn't open at this point. You want it all open, don't you, John?
Oh, I do. I do. I want it open. I want it safely open, but I want it open.
Safely. That's the key, John. And what have they been focusing on? Football. If I hear one more time about how we have to have football, listen, the same political leaders that are telling you we need football, the same ones saying, oh, we're going to try and get football, are saying it's dangerous to have a chicken finger at the Stress Factory. How is that even possible? How could 12 men or 11 men get into a tight little group, hold hands, look at each other, okay, every 42 seconds, co-mingle with another 11 sweaty men, all right? Then one guy gets up and sticks his hands right over the other guy's fanny. Don't tell me that's less dangerous. Then I'll have a chicken finger and how's the salad? Oh, it's unbelievable. I can't take it anymore. I can't.
By the way, if you think he's wound up now, you want to see me really wind him up?
Yep.
It just takes three letters. Hey, Vinny, you take any trips to the DMV?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. John, let me tell you something. The DMV in New Jersey was closed for 4 months. And they, when they reopened, I was there day one, they didn't open on time. They opened an hour late. Do you know why? Because they couldn't get their employees into the building because they didn't know there would be a line forming early. But you know who did know that? Every other human being, and most of them were online, okay? So they opened an hour late, and because they're government, what time did they close? Right on time. Not a second longer did they work. They worked a seven-hour day. Lunch went on a schedule. Break went on a schedule. There was a woman. She came outside, and she started taking names. She's working for 15 minutes taking names. These people have been in line since 11:30 at night. It is now 9:22 in the morning. The woman has been working 15 minutes in a row. And the woman comes out and she goes, hey, Blanche, do you need a break? I thought they were going to hang her. I'm like, Blanche does not need a break. Blanche needs a pistol and a protector. It was awful.
How is your relationship with Governor Murphy now? Because if I recall correctly, you ticked him off. I think you were knucklehead number one.
I was for a while. I think I'm okay now because, listen, the job is hard. You're leading through a pandemic. I don't agree with everything you've done, but I don't disagree with everything you've done either. So I think we're okay, primarily because I stopped making videos about him. that poor gym owner in New Jersey and just kept opening up. It's interesting. I don't think anybody got coronavirus in his gym, and they shut him down permanently. That town took away his license. The guy's SOL, and our business is OOM, and we've been OOM since probably June 15th.
You got to explain that acronym.
Well, no, we need to know what OOM is.
Oh, out of money. Anyway. Now, John, two last things you should know.
Okay.
Number one, we're about 50 chickens will be laying their first egg any day.
Okay.
Any day now. We're going to go out there and see 50 eggs. I have a family of 8 fox, and they look so thirsty. I'm probably going to leave out some nice treats, antifreeze, for them overnight. That's terrible. Oh, my God. That'll get me in so much trouble with the animal lovers.
You get in trouble with the animal lovers. I'm the one who's going to have to get the calls.
I'm gonna get rid of all 5 of mine, and I think the way I'm going to do it, I'm going to bait them over to my neighbor's house. About 8 or 9 houses down away from me also have chickens. So I think I'm going to put raw chicken out one house every day further away until the fox relocates and then eat all his chicken. And
you're such a great neighbor.
Well, I can tell you, I don't like people competing with me in my egg business. Okay, so I'm very Machiavellian.
All right, so Vinny, Chelsea Handler at the Stress Factory tonight through Wednesday. What, you're off Monday, right? There's no show Monday night.
No show Monday night.
All right, but there's still tickets for Tuesday and Wednesday?
Still Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'm telling you. But this is one of those events you've got to go see because she's only doing this to warm up. She's taping an hour, and so she wants to warm up somewhere, and we got lucky. She wanted to do them all here, so you got to see it.
All right. Tickets are available through StressFactory.com. And then Sunday nights on, is it on YouTube or is it on your Facebook page?
It's on Facebook, Vinny Brand Comic,
right,
or Stress Factory. And it also does stream on YouTube at Vinny Brand.
It's the Vinny and Vicky live show on Sunday. Did you marry her because she had a V in her name?
No. John, it's the Vicky and Vinny show. And she is already, by the way, a complete prima donna.
Oh, like, really?
Oh, listen to this. The other day we're working. We do the show. The show ends. I'm like, okay, now we had to go. We did have to go. But it looked like such an Ellen moment. So the show gets wrapped up, and I look at the crew. I'm like, great job, guys. Vicky, stand up. Doesn't say anything to anybody. Puts her coat on and walks right out the door. I'm like, whoa! Oh, my God! I almost like, you little people, clean up this mess. And just walk out.
Oh! Vinny Brand, our guest, Chelsea Handler at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Tonight, no show Monday, but again, Tuesday and Wednesday. Vinny, it's always great to talk to you.
What are you doing with your bingo machine, Vinny?
What are you doing over there? What's that noise?
Oh, yeah, this is, I'm counting the last of my money.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Got some legal news for you this morning.
Great.
You better prepare for this.
All right.
All right. This is big. The Spirit Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven case is going to the Supreme Court.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
Come on.
I thought this was settled.
No.
I've lost track.
No. Michael Skidmore, who is the trustee for Rendy, California's estate, right, is basically saying that, and so is Malfoy, who was their lawyer, they're saying that having musicians come into the courtroom and perform the songs off of the sheet music, it was unfair, and they should listen to the actual music instead.
Is this the California Supreme Court, or
no?
Is this
is
the
U.S. Supreme Court. I'm looking through the story, and it just says the Supreme Court, and it's been through the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Okay. So my guess
that's
is
the springboard usually.
Yeah,
to
that's federal. Yeah. So he's going federal,
and it's not going to happen until at least next year.
And see when because
they're done for the
August next year.
Yeah, right. So
oh my god,
so dumb.
Okay, yeah,
so stupid.
Right. Well, you know, it's like, and you know, and the wildest thing is, it's like. It's not like Randy's doing it. He's dead.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.